as all of a sudden, the entire city and in the entire country, 24-hour signal, God's station. I said, I don't care how embarrassing it is. We'll just put it on the air. Edgemont Video, you know those beautiful videos on nature? The family that runs that, the Doss family, Chip and I and his dad Howard and his brother Jim are very close. They gave us equipment to put in there, and they gave us all their videos, and we started out putting in one of their nature videos and then putting in a program, another nature video, another program. The first day we got 60 phone calls. Thank you for finally for a station with no violence. And we discovered that this filler we were using, these nature videos, turned out to be the most beautiful thing people loved. They said, finally, a station is absolutely beautiful. You can leave it on all day long because I can be washing the dishes, and the kids are watching the birds and the fish, and I'm listening to the music. The Holy Spirit takes over our home because once you put that music in your home, that beautiful sacred music, just like Saul, when David used to play, the demons have to leave. And they've discovered that whenever they play that, if they turn it off, they feel the oppression coming. So they leave it on all day long. Hospitals, doctors. In fact, we went to buy a monitor. We went to the local big store, and there's a whole wall, and guess which station they have? It was the most beautiful station in town. It has all this beautiful stuff, so they turned every TV to that channel. It was kind of nice. You went to the hospitals, there they were in the lobbies. You went to the hotels, there it was in the lobbies. Everybody loved that, and we matured rapidly. And before you know it, people were saying, you know, why only Bolivia? Why can't other countries receive it? Well, we don't own any television stations in other countries. Well, why don't you put it on satellite? Well, how much does that cost? Well, I don't know. Call somebody. So I called Pan Am Sat. I knew that 3ABN was on Pan Am Sat, and I called him and I said, hello, yes, this is David. Could I speak to your sales manager? Sure. Well, sure, David. How much bandwidth do you need? What do you suggest? I don't even know what we need. Well, how many megabits do you want to transmit? I have no idea. Well, how am I supposed to quote you a price? I don't know. You tell me. I'm just asking questions. I don't know. So he quoted me a price, kind of a scary price. And I said, now remember, we're not 3ABN, you know. I said, they're already mature and they're paying you big bucks. I think they pay for their signal $27,000 a month for that one satellite. And but that includes bandwidth enough for several channels. And so I said, I can't afford to pay that. Finally, I said, well, maybe I'm thinking maybe around $14,000. Well, we could squeeze you out of signal for that much. I said, does that cover Europe too? No, just North America and South America. Okay, thank you very much. Oh, 14, we're not supposed to get 14,000. And then I called another company and I said, I need 4 megahertz. How much does that cost? 18,000. Oh, thank you very much. Call another one. How much? 17,000. Oh, my. And I decided not to call anymore. It's too scary. How can you come up with that kind of money when you can't even barely have $1,000 or $2,000 a month to keep on the air, you know, to keep your stations going? We were all running volunteer staff, just enough paying for electric bill and so on. And all of a sudden, he started calling me. My cell phone started going off. Hello? This is Pan Am Sat. Did you already contract somebody else? No. Well, we thought we'd drop you the price down a little bit. Hello? This is Intelsat. Have you found somebody? No. Well, how much are they charging? Okay, we'll do it better. Well, this is New Skies Satellite. Can we give you a good offer? Every day, everybody started calling. I realized, this is a buyer's market. They're looking for another client desperately. And so I said, this is kind of fun. Well, how much are you charging today, you know? and finally, somebody told me, you know, you ought to talk to Intelsat. They really are a good company. And the Pan Am Sat said, you know, but we have clients in the Adventist Church. You know, we have 3ABN, where we have some other clients. We have South American Division has their Brazil station, and then the General Conference is planning on putting on. You ought to come on board too. And I thought, man, what's this, another community of Adventists? You know, we ought to spread out. You know, everybody on the same satellite. We ought to go to different satellites. We want to have a different community of viewers. And so then I kind of leaned against that, but somebody said, contact Intelsat. I said, they were more expensive. So I contacted Intelsat, and I said, you know, you're kind of expensive than everybody else, and you've been calling me now. And he said, well, tell me what they're asking, and I'll give you a good quote. And I wrote it to him, and he said, now, what's your email address? My email address, I said, is gates@andrews.edu.